Psalm 119. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endures forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Now, all the time we tend to fear that men are more powerful than we are, that we fear what they could do or the possible outcomes of life. It's why people who become apparently very rich, they want more money and they want more power because they think, well, this could happen and that might happen. And the simple message of the Christian life and the life of belief in God is that I will not fear. I will not fear these possible outcomes, and I will not try and sort of shore myself up against them in my own strength, because quite simply, I trust in God, and to believe, to have faith, means to trust. The Lord takes my part along with those who help me. Therefore, I will see my desire upon those who hate me. It's better to trust in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So even if you think you've got these powerful people on your side who can help you, in the end, God is the only one. And you've got to trust in him. You've really got to trust in him like a father, like a parent. And you know that your daddy or your mummy is not going to try to hurt you and destroy you, but they actually mean the best for you. And so it is with our trusting God. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They are put out as the fire of thorns is put out. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You have thrust so very badly at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me very deeply, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have heard me, and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, of course, those words are quoted about Jesus, that he was the stone which the builders, the Jews, rejected. And yet he became the foundation stone of a new temple. And we are, as it were, the stones that are built based around him. So then it's quite common in life for those who are truly spiritual to be rejected of men, to be refused. That's what happened to Jesus, and it will happen to you. That you will be misunderstood, you'll be rejected, you'll be told that you're no good, get out of here. This is what happens if you are a true believer. And you'll find the people who do it are people like the Jews who crucified Jesus, are those who claim to be Christian, and often they're clearly not because they reject God's people. And yet, as it says about this rejection of Jesus, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. God worked through the awful things they did to Jesus in order to exalt him. And that was the day, the day of resurrection, which the Lord had made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beg you, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, send now salvation. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We will bless you out of the house of the Lord. So this is a desire by David for the coming of the king, for the coming of the King Jesus and the coming of the kingdom. Do it now. I beg you, O Lord. And that's our thing, that we want the kingdom to come now. And this is a theme of all the faithful people all down the years. As often they say, how long, O Lord? Or here David puts it another way and says, save now. We want the kingdom to come now. And that should be a characteristic of every spiritual life, that we live in expectation of the return of Jesus at any time. And it's independent of how we understand the fulfillment of prophecy in the world. We want Jesus to come back now. That's the point. And that's how it should be, that every day we get up and say, well, may Jesus return today. Let's hope Jesus comes back today. God is the Lord, and he has showed us light. Place the sacrifice and bind it with cords onto the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. I will exalt you. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.